The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Next Tuesday, Greenville County voters head back to the polling place for the special election. This is the GOP primary on Tuesday the 21st. As we narrowed it down to A.T. Tommy Smith and Hobart Lewis, you'll be headed back to the polls to vote once again. The winner of that contest next week will face the Democrat Paul Guy in March. Of course, tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock here on 94.5 The Answer, you'll have an opportunity to ask questions. We'll be broadcasting a debate. Would love to see you there. It's out at the veranda. You can text Sheriff to 877-235-9405. I'll send you a quick link. We'd love to see you there tomorrow. There are still some seats left. It's free, but you do need to register. You can find it on our website, too, 945theanswer.com. Just click to register. But this is an important race. We've got to elect the right, in this case, man, because there are no females on the ballot. We've got to elect the right man to lead the sheriff's office. I wanted to get Conway Belanger in for a few minutes. Conway is with the Greenville County voter registration office, and he's the expert on the polling places, and I wanted to get him in on for a few minutes to talk about next Tuesday. Good morning, Conway. How are you, sir?
I am fine. Thank you.
It's always good to talk with you. Now, not quite two weeks ago when we voted in this first round, I know that there were some polling places that had been relocated and that type of thing. A little bit of confusion. I don't think it was that bad. But I wanted to talk with you for a minute about that and the best place for people to go to know exactly where they vote next Tuesday.
Well, first of all, the reason for the changes is that the schools that are in session that we normally use as polling places are not available to us for security and safety reasons.
Right.
So we had to relocate 45. This is a countywide election. We had to relocate 45 polling places at a minimum. And so those changes always bring on different situations. Best and easiest place, in my opinion, to go to find out where you need to be on this coming Tuesday is to go to greenvillecounty.org. There's a icon on the right that says find your representative. Put in your street address where you're registered to vote. And when you pull that up, it will give you your temporary polling place or your polling place if it is not moved. But that's the easiest place to find any of the 120 polling places that we'll be using on Tuesday.
Sure. Now, Conway, do the polling places, some of the ones that were in alternate locations last time, will those be the same next Tuesday?
Yes, they will, with only one exception, where the building has now gone under construction, where we normally vote, and that's at Furman at the Woodlands, or Woodlands at the Furman.
Okay.
And we're having to relocate that because they are now literally under construction, from what I understand. But that's the only change, and that should be, we hope, the only change between now and March the 10th. Now, we also have a major primary, Democratic primary, on February the 29th.
Right.
And we expect the polling places to be the same for that. We definitely didn't want to go bouncing between, you know, pillar and post.
Sure.
So we tried to be as consistent as we can for this and-a-half-month process of special elections.
Sure. Now, let's talk about turnout for a minute. Was the turnout the other week what you expected? I've heard different opinions. Some had said that they felt it was very low. Some have said that was pretty normal for a special election. In your past experience, and you've been doing this for quite a while now, how was the turnout in this first round?
In terms of a sheriff's process, and past history on sheriff's elections. Turnout, in my opinion, was low for a 5-wide Republican primary.
Mm-hmm.
Less than 10% participated. I expected that number to be, probably 15-18% minimum. So I thought it was low, but, my crystal ball that I use to predict elections undoubtedly was affected by the bad weather.
Yes. Funny how that happens.
As soon as we try to figure voters out, they surprise us again.
Yeah.
By and large, it is what it is. And, come March the 10th, when we actually elect a person to fulfill the rest of the term of sheriff, I sure hope that number turnout is higher.
Yeah.
Normally in sheriff's elections, the turnout is higher because it is so important. Either you like them or you don't like them, either you're going to vote for them or against them. But people usually turn out in sheriff's elections. So the turnout on last Tuesday was surprising.
Yeah, I was surprised as well. And especially in a sheriff's race that has gotten so much exposure as this one. I mean, everybody's aware of what happened with Sheriff Will Lewis and how important it is for us to elect the right person. Now, speaking of the March a special election, as soon as we get that finished, within weeks, these guys are going to turn around and be filing for the November election.
That is very true. This term of office for this special election is less than a year. They will fulfill the term through the November election and the taking of office of the new sheriff, whoever's elected on November 3rd. And they're going to be a new sheriff no matter whether they're an incumbent who wins or whatever. But 4-year term starts after the November 3rd general election for a 4-year term. So, we were close to missing the bullet on having to have a special election, but not quite. When the courts decided to do their thing in their time, it caused us this process where, as far as election officials, we're pulling our hair out.
Yep, and you guys were able to work it in, and I'm glad you did. And just appreciate all the work you guys do over there. I know that it's tough at times, and I'm sure it's especially tough when you have people calling. They're confused because their poll they vote down at the local elementary school, and they can't do it this time. So.
Right, exactly.
So go to GreenvilleCounty.org, GreenvilleCounty.org. We've also have a link up at our website for our listeners, 945theanswer.com. Just click on that. It's going to take you directly to the county's website. And be sure and check it before you head out next Tuesday so you know that you're going to the right place. Conway, always good to talk with you. And again, thanks for what you guys do.
Good. Thank you for informing the voters. That's what it's all about.
Sure thing. Have a wonderful Wednesday. Conway Belagia, and of course, next Tuesday, mark that on your calendars. You got to go back to the polls. Doesn't matter if you voted last time or not. You can still vote in this Republican primary runoff between A.T. Tommy Smith and Hobart Lewis. And again, plan to join us tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock at Veranda. You can still attend. Still some seats left. You can go to the website, 945theanswer.com. Click on there to register. Text SHERIFF to 877-235-9405, or just find the link on Facebook. Lots of ways for you to do there. Either way, just hope you'll be there tomorrow night. If you can't be there, be sure and keep it here on 945 The Answers. We'll be broadcasting it as well as streaming the video with our friends at WYFF News 4.